For a non-practitioner, coarse appearances also withdraw. This withdrawal of conventional appearances, however, is not due to a perception of reality gained through meditation. In these final four stages of dying, the winds that serve as the mounts of consciousness become increasingly subtle. When, in the last phase, the temporary winds that carry consciousness have all dissolved, the mind, whether practitioner or non-practitioner, becomes as if undifferentiated, and an immaculate openness dawns. But as a practitioner, you seek to go beyond this ordinary emptiness, this mere absence of conventional appearances. When the clear light dawns, seek to realize the extraordinary emptiness of inherent existence with the mind of clear light itself. This will not come about through exertion at the time of the clear light itself, but arises from the force of familiarity gained prior to the phases of dissolution, and from the strong mindfulness of emptiness during the dawning of the three minds of white, red, and black appearance. This confirms the importance of continual training. The cornerstone of my own practice is reflection on the four basic teachings of impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and selflessness. In addition, as part of eight different daily ritual practices, I meditate on the stages of dying. I imagine the dissolution of the earth element into water, the water element into fire, and so forth. Though I cannot claim any profound experience, there is a little stoppage of breath when the ritual calls for imagining the dissolving of all appearances. I am sure more complete versions manifest if a practitioner visualizes the dissolutions in a more leisurely and thorough way. Since my daily practices of deity yoga all involve visualizing death, I am habituating myself to the process, and thus, at the actual time of death, these steps will supposedly be familiar. But whether I will succeed or not, I do not know. Some of my religious friends, including practitioners of a system called the Great Completeness in the Nyingma order of Tibetan Buddhism, have reported deep experiences of dissolution, but still within the realm of similitudes of the actual ones. Some Tibetans, declared to be clinically dead, have remained without undergoing physical decomposition for quite some time. Just last year, the body of a lama from the Sakya order remained fresh without decomposing for more than 20 days. He died, so to speak, in Dharamsala, but he remained while here in Dharamsala in meditation. Then his body was carried to Rajpur in the Dehradun area, where it still remained fresh. It was remarkable. I know of about 15 Tibetans whose bodies similarly stayed without decomposition, some for a few days, some longer, the maximum being 3 weeks. My own senior tutor, Ling Rinpoche, remained for 13 days. In its best form, this state, when transformed into a spiritual experience, is called a meeting of the mother and the child clear lights. The mother clear light naturally appears when dying through the force of karma. The child clear light is generated by having cultivated the spiritual path, achieved by a yogi's exertion in earlier meditation. The meeting of the mother and child clear lights is not actually a meeting of two entities. Rather, The mother clear light of death, which dawns due to karma, turns into a spiritual consciousness, the child clear light. This is the meeting of the mother and child clear lights. In another interpretation, the child clear light is taken to be emptiness, and the meeting of the two clear lights means not letting the mother clear light be an ordinary mind of death, but using it to take as its object the emptiness of inherent existence, the child clear light. Considering the mother clear light as an ordinary mind of death is the more prevalent interpretation, but the meanings are essentially the same.